Footwear for Adelaide and South Australia. These are today's headlines from The Advertiser. A Chinese fighter jet has deployed a cloud of metal fragments that was sucked into the engine of an Adelaide-based surveillance aircraft in a chilling act of aggression over international waters. The Shenyang J-16 flew dangerously close alongside the RAAF P-8A Poseidon aircraft while it was conducting a routine surveillance mission above the South China Sea on May 26. The Defence Minister, Richard Miles, said the Chinese jet then accelerated to cut across the nose of the Poseidon, releasing flares and a cloud of aluminium that is designed to distract radar-guided missiles. The crew was unharmed. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to The Advertiser at advertiser.com.au or download the app from the App Store. The Adelaide CBD has recorded its wettest day so far this year as wild weather caused road closures and felled trees. The Bureau of Meteorology said 43 millimetres of rain fell at its West Terrace weather station in the 24 hours to 9 a.m. Sunday. Ashton saw the most rainfall across the state with 70.4 millimetres and the strongest wind gusts were felt at Norlunga, 102 kilometres per hour. The State Emergency Service reported 80 calls on Sunday, most of which were for flooding and fallen trees or power lines in Adelaide's east and south. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Car dealers are cashing in on a shortage of new cars, charging tens of thousands of dollars above factory prices on popular makes. But there is evidence dealers are now inflating the price of vehicles that aren't in short supply, marking up low mileage demonstrators by up to 40%. And Elvis may be the king, but Kate Bush has won the crown in the latest television versus film soundtracks battle for the pop charts. Bush's 1985 classic Running Up That Hill claimed number one on Spotify and iTunes charts this week after featuring throughout episodes of the latest Stranger Things series. Those are your headlines from The Advertiser. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription to theadvertiser.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.